Shabbat Yodei, the Torah way, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Duna.
I saw in the sign that it says, this week is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Ramosha Margulies. I don't know who over here knows Ramosha. Ramosha, Adon Chaim Chaim, Ramosha did nefesh of mine, a very personal friend, a friend of any person who he could encourage to do the right thing, any person who went in London, any person out of town over there. Poshet don't know such a person. He used to call up Poshet with Chizik, Divrei Chizik, encourage people to do the right thing. He used to call me up. You got parents in London. Go to your parents for Shabbos. Look after them. Something and the Sheikh given Ibtilozen Zeh Shal Kayoma of his Ein Toiva was phenomenal, unprecedented. His chesed, his cook on other people, just the other, he used to call up, report simchas, but under mention, one after other, call up, yenat gata simcha, start your day, your tear away. Over here in Manchester, he did the one in London, and he took a personal interest in the one over here, and in all the places over there, there should be more about the satire. The Zayn Lil in the Shmosse is on Hoban, Eilichtige Ganeden. We find ourselves in very difficult times. Everybody knows what happened last week. Is something that I think in the history, in our lifetime, the Chalapochus, the amount of Yidden, so many people in one go, Azayfil Kabonis, Azayfil Tyre Yidden, B'shas, they were doing their Aveda, the Ben Shleilam, took them, plucked them in the middle of their lifetime. And we need Chizik, yet the end of the Chizik, the wisdom what the Ben Shleilam wants to him. People ask, what does Ribbono Shel Olam want? What does Ribbono Shel Olam mean? What's Peshat in them? We don't know what Ribbono Shel Olam means. Mezenish Nevi'im, Mezenish B'nei Nevi'im. If it would be Nevi'im, then we would have told those people in advance not to go there. And that wouldn't have helped either. Because the person time comes, a person can't be clever than Ribbono Shel Olam. Shtar Zazach, the person thinks he can be one step ahead. There's never one step ahead of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But our job is to be mechazik ourselves in this situation to see where we need our tikkun. It's always easy to point a finger and say, yena. We'll find a tzad ha-shove between all the people that are over there, and therefore maybe that's something that needs chizik. You know what? It's very easy, always to point fingers to say that yena, something wrong with yena. And the tachlis appointing by yena, says the chazanish, is always, something came to the chazanish and told him, something came to Biskarov and told him that by the Levaya of the Chazanish, they said over, Biskarov, as far as I know, wasn't able to be there by the Levaya. And one of the Sabdonim said, as you know why the Chazanish was Zeicha to what he was Zeicha to, is because he learned Teir Lishmo. Name of Teir Lishmo is Zeicha B'dvarim Ha'abe. As Zeicha learned, from Bailey was Zeicha to his Asogis. And Biskarov said, you know what the Sabdonim means to say? He means to say, well, but it's exactly the same. I'm also learning. Why was the Chazanish Zeicha more than me? You know why? Because he learned Teir Lishmo. And the Chazanish said to the scribe, that's not the reason why. Avada Teir Lishmo brings to being grace and milah. So the reason why the Chazanish was Zeicha and you weren't Zeicha, Yana wasn't Zeicha, is because Chazanish had Gehorovit in Lenin. Gehorovit, Agan Celebin in Lenin. And Azay, he was Zeicha to what he was Zeicha to. And if we'd have the same milah, that the Chazanish would also be Zeicha to what the Chazanish was Zeicha. If a person gives terutzim and tries to analyze why it happened and gives an excuse is usually going to be something doesn't apply to me. It'll be all the reasons in the world, but something that's not I wasn't there and I wasn't taken is that it's something that I don't need to work on. And this is mamish faket on what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Somebody told me yesterday there was a bach in yeshiva, in Gateshead Yeshiva, and there was somebody in London whose father was nifta. Elena was lifted at a very young age, and he was learning together with Chavusa with this bacha, and this bacha was also nifter at a young age, and it's already the second generation, and he went into Ramat Yisrael, and he asked Ramat Yisrael, what should I do? He thought Ramat Yisrael was going to come out and give him Moedik Yechizik, tell him, as if Esau was Azda in Shemaim with Cheshboinus, and Ramat Yisrael told him, as you don't know, maybe tomorrow's your time. And he left the room, he said he was shocked. That's the chizik you're giving me. And he said, he looks back years later, And he says, it was such, so the right answer to tell me over here, the initial way a person thinks is automatically, why Yena? Why happened to Yena? And I'm out of the picture. Rabbeinu Shlulam sends a message, Rabbeinu Shlulam sends a shockwave around the whole world. He means each one of us, each individual, what he has to be mechazik himself in. Somebody went to the Balatanya, and he asked the Balatanya, what is das the Rabbeinu Shlulam? What is das the Rabbeinu Shlulam? Meaning to say, obviously he had some kashas, and it didn't stim with the way he understood what the Rabbeinu Shlulam was. He imagined the Rabbeinu Shlulam should be running the world. And he asked the Balatanya, what is das the Rabbeinu Shlulam? Explain to me, in a nutshell, what the Rabbeinu Shlulam is. And the Maltanya told him, "I can't just make up my voice. This is the Rebbeinu Shleilam. I just can't say it. As is the Rebbeinu Shleilam, that's basic. As the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Rebbeinu Shleilam runs the world, and Rebbeinu Shleilam does everything. The Teva is called Echad veEchad, and it's Yesh Din veYesh Tayin, and everything is done for a person in this world heading towards Olam Haba. That's basic. Mevi dem basic nicht." Somebody told me yesterday. I was in yeshiva, Bach in yeshiva, and he always used to go to mikveh in Eretz Yisrael, and then he was a younger man, Bach in Chasna, ständig, he says, go to the vision, it's mikveh in Yerushalayim. He said, for years, he went there to the mikveh, and he always had either cards, credit cards, debit cards, some cash, not dafka, a large amount of money on him in his pocket over there, and nothing ever happened. Years he went to the mikveh, nothing happened. He said, one day, I went with $1,000. That $1,000 I went to that day over there because I had to pay my rent. And he said, "How much gatzken geld?" I lived mamish on the bare minimum wage, on the bare minimum. Well, I was supported by my parents over there, and I went to mikveh that day. Unyena talk, I came out of the mikveh, and somebody told me, "Is that your hoizen which is lying over there?" I saw somebody rummaging through your hoizen. I said, "Why didn't you stop him? Why didn't you think?" He said, "I wasn't sure at the time, but it was his, but it was yours." He came there and he saw that the $1,000 were missing, and he said he was. He was flabbergasted, he was taken aback, he was in shock. This man, how am I going to pay my rent for this chedesh? But we said at the same time, he saw, when he realized that that never happened to him before. And the only time it happened was that day when he took his $1,000, then he realized, it's not Rabbeinu Shleilam. Else is the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Instead of why the Rabbeinu Shleilam wanted to give me a makkah, the Rabbeinu Shleilam wanted to punish me, the Rabbeinu Shleilam maybe, it was a tevosi, they took away my money, rather the Rabbeinu Shleilam, Chazal say, Ein baldin begabin ufoshes tchila, first the Rabbeinu Shleilam takes a person's money, and then he only afterwards afflicts the person himself directly. Avada was the tevosi, and avada I have to take a chizik from it. But a moral woman sees the Yad Hashem, that's ma'ira, something out of this world, then faket, it doesn't move a person away in his chizik, in his emunah in the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It makes a person closer to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So I want to say over something said over in the Besmedesh, Baz and Aguda last week, with the Shtikalei Sofer on Atzor Tomim Parley. If something happens in the Sedra, one always has to take a chizik for an Akuda in the Pasha, that's Ma'ira, as a Shetachim Sefer, and others, something happens in the Pasha, you get your chizik from the Pasha in as a way, a focus, where one ought to be mechazik oneself. The Sepuna says in last week's Sedra, a Moedik is Sepuna on the din, that person isn't allowed to be makriv, a korban that's a balmum. And the Sepuna says that if a person is makriv, the Torah says, not the Pema is allowed to be a balmum, not the Koina makriv is allowed to be a balmum, you're not allowed to have makshev as pigul, it mustn't be mechus as man, lots of different dinim, when a person's makriv a korban, how the korban has to be b'shlemus. And the Sepuna says, you know why the korban has to be b'shlemus? Because if a korban is b'shlemus, that's ma'ira person that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is a shalom. And says the Sepuna, if a person is makriv a korban, which isn't complete, either mitzad the person who's makriv it, or whether mitzad the behema, or whether mitzad is machshavus, or whether because he hasn't passed 7 days since the time of the behema was born till he bring up as a korban, wherever the shlemus is, wherever there's a chisan in the shlemus, then you're saying keilu that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is not adov hashalom. The Rebbeinu Shleilam is not b'shlemus, because if you would appreciate that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is a shalom, says the Sepuna, you would do yavoda b'shlemus, because Valachta B'drachov says that if a person wants to be zeicha to Olam Haba, a person wants to have kedusha, the way he gets his kedusha is by pulling in the footpaths of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and that way a person makes himself a keli to be able to be rowed to Olam Haba. And says the Sepuna, if you believe that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is a dov shalom, you try to emulate the Rebbeinu Shleilam by bringing a korban b'shlemus. If a person has a suffix in his emunah and atzur tomim parloi, if a person feels, I don't understand what's going on over here. And he's not automatically saying, I don't need to understand. I'm not supposed to understand. I just know that the Ribbono Shel Olam, and I don't, the Ribbono Shel Olam's derachim are much tougher than I'll ever be able to understand. And Kupen mit Kasha is them, it's a chsoin natsot homen poloi. And the person wants to be mechazik himself natsot homen poloi, the Sepuna says is, do yavoide b'shlemes. And by avoda b'shlemes means there's two parts to every person's avoda. There's avoda ben adam l'chaveiro, ben adam l'amokim. And the same way as by behema, there was the ben adam l'amokim had to be b'shlemes. The Balaturim says in the beginning of Ayikro, you look at the psukim. It says that when you makriv a korban by the boko, it says v'somach yodoi or al. Doesn't say with the s. And when it comes to the tzoyin, it says the s. And the Sepun and the Balaturim says, you know why? Because when you lean on top of the tzoin, it's a weaker animal. You don't want to put your whole pressure on it because it's going to be too heavy for the behemoth. That means at the same time when there's a shlemus of ben adam ramokim, at the same time it needs to come with a shlemus of ben adam l'chaveiroi. And you do what the Rambam says. The Rambam says in Makkos and Perish Mishnayos at the end, if a person were to do one mitzvah b'shlemus, it'd be zecher to olam haba. One mitzvah b'shlemus, right the way through, without any other ulterior motives, it is completely shem shemaim, it'll be zecher to olam haba. When I was a boy, Manser Menachem Tzvi Berlin came, he spoke in London, B'smedrash, and he said over from Rabbi Yashiv Atayich with this Rambam Perish Mishnayos, he said that the Yushalmi says on Esav, Lasid Lovoi, is going to go to Shamayim and is going to go all the way, right the way in, further in Gan Eden, further in Gan Eden, further in Gan Eden, until the Ribbono Shel Olam will be made of one of the pulis he did that wasn't in Gansan Hashem Shamayim. And the Mefarshim ask, you need the Ribbono Shel Olam to be made on Esav. Was far Rosh is a given? We find one machshava that wasn't Beshlemus. That's why he's not going to be Zeichat Olam Haba. Gansan Leben is given full with over all the Gimel Averis. So he answered with this Rambam Pesh Mishnah. So a person does one mitzvah b'shlemis, then he'll be zecher to Olam Haba. And if Esav was excelled in Kibbutz of Aim, so that was the reason for him to be zecher to Olam Haba. And you need the Ribbono Shel Olam to testify. They did it not completely b'shlemis in order for him not to be zecher to Olam Haba. But what's the smile of shlemis? Why if a person does a mitzvah b'shlemis, is he zecher to Olam Haba? So usually one tends to understand the reason is because a person that's b'shlemus, that's the chus of that mitzvah is what's going to bring him to Olam Haba. But according to the Sepuna, one can understand differently. It's not because that mitzvah is done b'shlemus. If a person does a mitzvah b'shlemus, then he's showing that I believe that Ribbono Shel Olam is atzu tom and poloi. Everything that Ribbono Shel Olam does is completely b'shlemus, and even if we don't understand the drachim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's always b'shlemus. And when a person comes out with this chizik over here, that mikan abo, my mitzvahs, every person knows where his weak points are. Never to point a finger towards somebody else, but to point a finger towards oneself. A chizik in Torah, a chizik in Tefillah, a chizik min Adam l'chaveiroi. Now's the time of after Rech or Kameicho with the Tamidim of Rebbe Akiva. When if the a time when a person is mechazik himself, a person realizes he has to live with a cheshbon. This week's Hedges Pashas Baha is the Pasha of Shmita. Says the Abba Benel, you know why the Ribbono Shel Olam said that the seventh year should be a Shmita? You know why, says the Abba Benel, there's so many mitzvahs in the Torah that coincide with the number seven days of the week, the seventh day of Shabbos. V'cheinu v'cheinu rabbos. When I was in school, my Rebbe made us, the whole school, the whole class, make a chart of how many times seven comes in. Seven is the number that keeps on reoccurring again and again by the mitzvahs. Now, by the Svira, 7 weeks towards Shavuos. What's the chashivas of Sheva, says the Abba Benel? Seven has a maila because yomei sheniseinu behem shivim shana. A person lives for 70 years. That's the normal time for a person's lifespan. And therefore, Yemeshin Yisrenu Behem Shivim Shana says that Babanel, the Ribbono Shel Olam made mitzvahs seven, another seven, and another seven, another seven, to remind you, this number seven, time is limited. Chaparayin in the world. Wer weiß, was ich jetzt heim morgen? Chaparayin, a gute Machshove, a gute Meise, a gute Tfille, help somebody. And that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam made that the mitzvahs in the Torah are all centered around the number seven. The Maral says that a person, Ben Shem, put us into Golus to be Mechazik our Emunah. Usually we'll understand, going Golus is to Mechazik and Emunah. We see all the difficulties, it makes questions on our Emunah, that to Mechazik our Emunah. Now you see from the Maral Faket, the more the person sees that the Ben Shem for the world, and if I state nisht, and the Ben Shem does with the Cheshbon, and the Ben Shem means L'tei Vaseinu, then a person comes out strong in his Emunah. Ramesh Kopshitz told me Amol, Zechayin Levracha, the Rav and Chanichi Yeshivas, he told him there was once, together with Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, And Abraham Shmulevitz, the son in law, Reb Nachum Batshovich, came Sof Yomov, as we know, at Yanamachela, and he was crank and he wasn't able to move. And Abraham Shmulevitz told Reb Moshe, he said, look, he's come to the Simcha now, and everybody's good, everybody's mechabit him. Everybody's okay with it. Rosh Hashiva, lo mechabit zan Rosh Hashiva. He said, you know why? Weil es erkranke. Als erkranke befagint him, said Abraham Shmulevitz, es krank befagint man him. Was hat zu tun mit krank? Lo mechabit mit ein Teva. See the good in every person, see the mailis in every person. After Rachel Kamoichos, as the Tashbetz, the chesaron that there was in this tkuf over here, and the Tambi Derev Akiva Lenagu covered Zebazeh was because they didn't see, there was a Chil Hashem, the fact that they didn't see the Milas in other people. If we see the Milas in other people, we mechabed each other, that's the best way in order to make a tikkun. Time's limited, and I'd like to go through some halachas that we discussed in the Besmedesh after davening, some of the halachas, and something which is Negea on a continuous basis to the Kriyas. You see people davening for Amud, and it comes to either Yivarechecho, or it comes to Eser Sholem, it comes to Kaddish, it comes to Kiddush, all these things, you see people, all directions, it's, excuse me, it's laughable, when you look at the people over here, it's a Megeit, Medreit, a ganze Leben, Megeit Hadoch, it's a lifetime, once learn the Halachas, and you do it right, and not only that, you stand for Amud in front of a whole Tzibah, and you do the kriyas, everybody can see if you're doing it right or wrong. Kamzo is a sholem, yivarechachos. When you go up, when you go down, let's see the halachas and come out a bit of a clarity on something which is negea to all of us on a daily basis. First, we'll start with dinei of Ois HaSholem, and then we'll see what there's time left to move across. Ois HaSholem, first thing is that there's a difference, says the Mishnah Berurah, where one puts the comma. Yesh lo rabo mishmai v'chaim tevim. And there's Aleinu over there. And there's also a Shalom ben Remov, who has a Shalom Aleinu. Both have Aleinu. The comma between the Yesh Shalom Rabbo and the comma in Yesh Shalom is in two different places. In Yesh Shalom Rabbo, the comma is before Aleinu. Yesh Shalom Rabbo, Min Shmaio, V'chaim Tovim, comma. Aleinu Val Kol Yisrael. Aleinu Val Kol Yisrael. When it comes to Yesh Shalom, it's Yesh Shalom ben Remov, who has a Shalom Aleinu. The same Aleinu, but there the comma goes after Aleinu. And we ask the Shalom Aleinu, say the Mephoshim, Magen Avraham B'Shem Derekeach, and others from other Makaris, that the Aleinu, even though you're there yourself, but Aleinu means with the Malachim, Ki Malacho V'Tzavu Loch N'Shmocho B'Chol Drachecho, a person is Arum Geringelt, we all need these Malachim at all times. And these Malachim that accompanies a person, that's Aleinu, it's a Shalom B'Mremov, we ask the Shalom Aleinu, we ask that the Shalom should spread over to the Malachim that go together with us. Yasa Shalom Aleinu. So we've got Yasa Shalom Bim Vasa Shalom Aleinu. In Kaddish, there's five places for Kriyas. And that comes already, the Besyasa brings down from early Makaris, five times when a person is supposed to be Kriya B'chlam when they say Kaddish. This Yiskadal, when a person starts Yiskadal, Yiskadal goes together with the Kriya. Oh, sorry, start with the Yasa Shalom, we'll come across the Kaddish. We'll finish Yasa Shalom, we'll come across the Kaddish. When a person does his Eis HaSholem, a person has to move three steps backwards. When a person does a step backwards, there's a Seid Advarim. A person must do his weaker foot first. Whichever one is the weaker one, that's where you start moving backwards. Because you're going away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and one to show a Derech covered, you're walking away with Achno, so you walk away not in a rush, you walk away subdued, you walk away that I'm not using my full kerch to go away from the Mokim HaShchina, and therefore maybe you do your weaker foot first. No nafkamina whether a person's a left-handed or right-handed, it depends whether he's a left-footed or right-footed. And a person uses his weaker foot to do his Eis HaSholem first. When he does his Eis HaSholem b'shas, he does Eis HaSholem, he does first the left foot, if it's the weaker foot, then the second foot, and he moves both feet together. B'shas, one does Eis HaSholem, one does it already b'chriya. According to the Likutei Ma'arich, brings down that even though you're already doing your Eis HaSholem bent, but Rachem of Eis HaSholem Aleinu, you do the middle one, then you bend even more. That means you do your whole Shemana Esses already b'chriya. You don't go back straight and then start doing Eis HaSholem. You move back bent. You turn to your left, Eis HaSholem ben Remov, because you got the Shechina connected you on your right. And then you turn towards your right, who Eis HaSholem Aleinu, the comma after the Aleinu, towards your right. And then whilst being bent, others, you bend a bit more, Eis HaSholem Aleinu. Then when you move back forward, Shaitan Pesach Devir, there's no enough Kemina, what to say that Vom, which foot to do first. That's all been gathered to Yisrael. The Yisrael, when a person does Kaddish, is not so clear whether he should do those Kriyas. That's already a machlekes. By Yisrael, Moshmanes, he's zichud to do those Kriyas. It's a shalom in Kaddish, yesh v'yesh. Some people do, some people don't do the kriyas. But in Kaddish, the certain places a person has to be kriya. And according to the poskim, if you hold like the gon, that one's not wasted for kriyas, then you don't have to bend in when one does Kaddish. But if one does have to bend, and goes like the poskim that one bends, the bend is kol achulyus. Kol achulyus, the same as one does, but it's a shalom, bends all the way, the same way when one does Kaddish, Yiskadav, those bends have to be bent all the way, right, the way that all the chulyas are bent. When do you do it? Yiskadal is with a bend. Then again, when it comes to Berichu, is with a bend. Tamirim Ba'olmo, Vimro'omin, is with a bend. And Yeshlom Rabba is with a bend. Those places are all done with a kriya. When it comes, that's the places in Kaddish when one bends. When it comes to Yivarechecho in davening, that the Mishubur brings down is a zoya to be able to, the person to do his kriyas. The bends that one does in Yevarechecho is a way the poskim say it is doesn't no mention bechalal in the Mishubura that it should be done bent. It's talking about turning in directions. Mishubura doesn't mention the word of them when a person does Yevarechecho, he does it bent. Mishubura does say b'shem the zoya that you should turn around to different directions. When you do Yevarechecho, says the zoya Yevarechecho. Hashem is straight, and then Vishmerecho towards your right. Yo Hashem straight, Ponovelecho Vichneko is to your right. And then Yisro Hashem to your left. And Yisro Hashem Ponovelecho is read the Machlokes. Mishabura doesn't bring down Bechlal how one is supposed to do it. Mashma and the Mishabura, that Yisro Hashem Ponovelecho is done straight without moving around at all. Mishabura brings it down right to the end, the last simon in Chelek Aleph.
Why Yevrecho is right? You said now
that extra
you do say
that. Yeah, by Shalom is that way around.
Why
by
Yevrecho?
I don't know. Chesh. Yevrecho, Yevrecho Hashem, Yeretzad Eichol, Vishmerecho Yeretzad Yomin Shloi. Yo Hashem klap Eichol to the front, Ponevelecho Vichoneko Yeretzad Smol Shloi. Leyachte Biyamin, and the Mishabura stops there. Mishabura has no mention about when a person does where they should be turning or shouldn't be turning. According to the Mishabura, that's done by Midah straight. Even when one does turn, B'shas Yivrecho Hashem V'Yishmerecho, then Mukoyer Chaim asks as a kasha that you shouldn't be moitzer for a kriya. And his teretz is that you look in the poskim, it doesn't say anywhere that it should be done with a kriya. Therefore, if one wants to know the Yivrecho Hashem is done straight. When it comes to V'Kozel Zev Omar in Kedusha, then it's already something which isn't so klar. The Korazel Zeh Va'oma is Menoge Yisrael Teira brings down, they didn't find a Makoi anywhere that a person should turn B'shas, he does V'Korazel Zeh Va'oma. When a person does Kodesh, a person to lift himself up, Toshet already from the Arizal and others. Kodesh, a person supposed to lift up himself three times. Boch Kvoid and Yimloich, a person also lifts himself up once. But whether to turn around, B'shas, B'korazel, Zev, Omar, is something which isn't brought down. And the Mishabura doesn't bring it down, and the Poskim haven't got a Klor and Makoi for it to turn when one does V'korazel, Zev, Omar. So if a person does do it, at that stage, a person shouldn't do it. If a person does it Bechriya, bending over there, then Zicha Shaila of Bimweisef Al Akriyas. If he does that one straight, then he's got no problems of adding Al Akriyas. And Das Noite brings down, they asked Rabbi Yashiv about the Koraz, asked Abraham Kinevsky about the Korazel Zev Omar, and Abraham Kinevsky told him that he doesn't have, never heard Bechlal of Azamilik of turning for the Korazel Zev of Omar. So we've got Korazel Zev Omar, there are those who turn around, but Zicha not a Klora. Earlier, Makoi in the poskim to turn where one does it. Kodesh is a klorazach that one lifts up. Kodesh three times and Boch Kvoid and Yimloich is ready, bow down from that. The reason one should do it over there, Kriyas in Yivrecho Hashem Vishmerecho is very clear how a person is supposed to do it. Yivrecho Hashem Vishmerecho, Yoy Hashem Ponevelecho Vichuneko, and Yis Hashem Ponevelecho Vishom, they don't move around. The Kriyas, when a person does it, it's a Sholem, how a person does it is also very clear Kriyas. So a person just has to chaza around where the aloha saw, how a person is supposed to do it, then he gets the aloha straight. In the middle of after Lecho Kameicho, the Ramban says that the chiyuv of the midah is l'smoyach b'simchas azulas. Smoyach b'simchas azulas means that if you see yenes atzlocha has to bring l'idei gaguim shel simcha, to be happy with what's a yena hot. It's a very shvera midah. If we're holding the times of the sphere over here of after rachel kamoicha, every person is happy for somebody else to be successful. Ababi, it's not lishman geshef. You can open up a geshef, but a different business to the one I'm running. If it's the one I'm running over here, yeah, I've got different ways of davening for him to have said lishmaya. But my competitor is always hard. But after rachel kamoicha, says the Ramban, is to want yena to be successful, besimcha sazulis, and no one have committed what? What his business is. Yenna is doing something which is good for him. Wanting Yenna to be successful and what he wants to do is what the midah is. Avada tashver avada. This is avada sazman. Avada sazman. After chakmeich, one gets oneself ready towards shvuas. And this was the time of Tamid Rabbi Akiva. Is that not only in the oifen agashmi a person should hold himself stark. A person when it comes to inyoni ruchnius. And Yoni Gashmi is also to want Yenna's best. As we approach the Chester, I want to say, towards Shavuos, I'm going to clean the Zach from Reb Shlomo Zalman. I saw it last week, said over, I saw it again yesterday, quoted, the Moed Kazach of Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman wanted to disguise himself. He was the Goyser Reb Shlomo Zalman, and in his younger years, he wasn't as famous as he was towards Seif Yomov, Stochidua, Seif Yomov, when Reb Shlomo Zalman was the famous Reb Shlomo Zalman, how much Agmas Nefesh he had. Every time we would go into a hall and would sing for him over there, he felt it was like, it was a dagger, and is taking away from his Elam Abba, taking away from his Behaltenkeit and his Aveda, the fame they had. I mean, his young years, when he wasn't so famous, he used to go across to B'nai Barak, Mipam Rapam, in order to hide in the yeshiva over there. Mishkan HaTorah, he used to hide there in the yeshiva in order that people never knew him over there. It's like he can't bagamvin and atog and be able to put himself into his learning. He went to his father's yeshiva over there in B'nai Barak, and that's where he used to go, Mipam Rapam, when he didn't want to be disturbed. And in order to disguise himself, that nobody should know who he is, where the Yishalayim Yid is, he used to take his father's yeshiva, and upon him pretend to daven. I don't know whether he did do that nusach, do the same as the Anshe HaYeshiva, Anshe HaMokim, from his father's yeshiva. So one of the sons of the yeshiva was made, the Rosh Hashanah came to him after davening, and he said, as it was G'day coming to B'nai Barak, just to be able to daven over here, just for the tefillah that I saw here in the yeshiva. So he said, what was so special about the tefillah over here in the yeshiva? So he says, he's saying davening, we say, Al-Kei Rosh Hashanah, Nismach B'divri Seir Asecha. Nismach with Divisir Secha. Nismach Divisir Secha, Rabbi Chaim Kinevsky writes in his tefillah, in this Pesha tefillah, that on davening, the reason why we say in Mariv and not in Shachris is because the person gets up in the morning and he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, ich will haben, ich will sich freuen mit der Torah. He said, Mishkech, just by going out of bed, just by starting your day, and you want to have a Simchas HaTorah. Yeah, but go and learn a bit, take a sefer, learn, and then see, as you can ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, I should be masameach myself with the Torah. But without putting any input and saying, I want to enjoy the Torah over there, and ish tazoya. But nach ganze tog, it comes to the end of the day, you can put pen to paper, how much of your time you gave away in order to learn, then you can ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, nismach divi seir secha. So he said, as in the Nusach HaTfila, that you had over there, in the Svada Shasidah, it doesn't say v'nismach v'divisei secho. He says v'nismach v'nalois. V'nismach v'nalois v'divisei secho. He says, Shem Zaman, azah shein nusach atfila. Nish nismach will zechfrein, will rejoice. V'nalois means a person is completely blown over by the enjoyment that he has by his learning. He said, taking just to come over here, for v'nalois, this extra word in tefillah, was g'day to come across to B'nai Barak, to see this, to daven from the siddur, but besides the nismach v'nalois. Matak ezeich zayin, as we head towards our shvuas, our Kabbalah Satera, the nismach v'nalois, it goes together with the tikkun in midas, this terrible matzah of a person, every person points a finger, chas v'shalom, not towards anybody else, only towards ourselves. Matakdik, shleim bis midas, shleim bis tefillah, shleim bis learning, v'mazeich zayin bis Hashem, to our good Kabbalah Satera.
Hey,